This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The federal prosecutors say a Morristown, New Jersey man was trying to plan a terror attack in New York City in the name of Hezbollah. Peter Haskell with the details.
He started working with the terror group in 1996. That's the word from U.S. authorities. They say Alexei Saab then spied on Israeli troop movements. In a matter of years, he was learning to use weapons of war and making bombs. Prosecutors have charged the 42-year-old with 9 counts, including providing material support to a terror group. Saab is accused of conducting surveillance of potential terror targets. These included the Empire State Building, along with tunnels and airports. He was arrested in July. The Morristown resident became a U.S. citizen in 2008. Investigators say Saab had photos of high-profile New York City landmarks. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
A Long Island teen today pleaded not guilty in the stabbing death of a high school student during a brawl on Monday. Sophia Hall was in the courtroom in Hempstead.
Security was very tight here at the Nassau County Courthouse. Officers everywhere you looked as 18-year-old Tyler Flack was arraigned, accused of stabbing to death 16-year-old Oceanside High School student Cassine Morris in an after-school brawl. The killing, authorities say, was over a female student. Flack's attorney Edward Sapone says his client pleaded not guilty.
This is the very, very beginning of a very serious case. The people involved are all young, they're all students. There are many sets of families that are suffering, so we ask the public to reserve judgment.
Flack was held without bail and placed in protective custody after attorney Sapone says family members of the victim are gang members and he is afraid for his client's safety. The family members, meanwhile, of Morris slowly and quietly walked out of the courthouse. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
FDNY response times are rising, and a firefighters union blames Mayor de Blasio's Vision Zero initiative. Mike Smeltz with that story.
Bobby Eustace, the recording secretary for the Uniform Firefighters Association, says Vision Zero's goal is completely valid, to save lives. But in the pursuit of safety on the roads, it has made New Yorkers less safe in the case of emergencies.
The emergency vehicles can't get around. You have a one-lane road. Traffic is backed up. They put sometimes flower pots, sometimes decorative concrete structures. It's extremely hard for a large vehicle to make a turn.
Recent data shows response times for FDNY calls are now 8 seconds slower this year compared to last. The firefighters union wants the city's Department of Transportation to give more of a heads up when they make a change to certain roads. When asked about the issue the union raises, the FDNY pointed towards the fact that fire deaths are down compared to last year. Mike Smeltz, WCBS News Radio 880.
An NYPD officer who moonlighted as a bodyguard for the wife of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been arrested in a drug sting. Prosecutors say Ishmael Bailey transported cocaine for an undercover officer who was posing as a drug dealer. Bailey cried as he was arraigned on drug and bribery charges. The NYPD has suspended the 12-year officer without pay. He faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted.
We got the forecast with Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Temperatures right now are in the mid-60s right along the coastline and closer to 70 for most inland spots. And it's dry out there and continues dry. And as a matter of fact, dusty dry. The relative humidity is only 20%. Tonight's low, 55 in the city, upper 30s to mid-40s in the suburbs. And then tomorrow, sunny and turning warmer, high 75 to 80. Still, not a drop of rain right through the weekend. And not only that, but it's still a very summery weekend with highs in the low and mid-80s both days and 70s at the beaches. 68 now, humidity 20% with an east wind at 5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.